Chapter 2. The Trail Ends. When Buzz Franklin arrived at the station the next morning, she was glad to see Leo Baines's truck in the lot. If she had to go out looking for a couple of missing kids, Buzz wanted to be teamed with one of the best firefighters in Brewster County. Ordinarily, as an emergency medical technician, EMT, she responded to accidents. But if someone went missing in the Chihuahuan Desert, she and Leo worked together as part of the search and rescue effort. Leo Baines hurried out of the volunteer fire station to meet Buzz. They climbed into Leo's truck to head out to the campsite. The call came in at 10:16, he said. Two 12-year-old cousins, Daniel Lopez and Carmen Lopez, were missing when Daniel's parents woke up this morning. They're both very responsible kids, and just yesterday we gave them a lecture on safety, Suzanne told Buzz when they arrived at the campsite. They took their whistles and backpacks, but I don't understand why they didn't leave a note. Do you have any idea where they might have been headed? Buzz asked. Were they curious about any place in particular? As Buzz talked to the Lopezes, Leo studied the campsite. Wood and other fire-starting materials were stacked neatly beside the extinguished campfire. Food was safely packed away so animals couldn't get to it. Their tent was staked securely to the ground. He spied a piece of trash caught in the paddles of a prickly pear cactus in back of the tent. After putting on long leather gloves, Leo eased the paper through the sharp spines with a pencil. "I've got something here. It must have fallen into this cactus," he called. After reading the note, Frank fished a rock out of his pocket. "Daniel found this fossil in Madera Creek yesterday, but Suzanne and I already searched there."